I remember looking at my small back patio and seeing nothing but wasted space. I wanted the self-reliance of a backyard farm, but I didn't have the acreage. That is when I realized that a single pot, managed correctly, can produce more food than a neglected acre. Designing a high-yield container garden is about more than just aesthetics. It is about claiming your own food security, even if you only have a few square feet of concrete to work with. I had to learn the hard way that you cannot just throw seeds in a bucket and hope for the best. There is a specific science to it. You have to understand the weight of water, the movement of the sun, and the biology of the soil. When you get it right, the feeling of capability is unmatched. Walking outside to harvest enough greens for dinner from a container I built myself changed how I view my home. Let us look at how to build that foundation for you. Chapter 1: The Blueprint of a Bottled Farm. The first time I hauled a 20-gallon ceramic pot filled with wet soil across my wooden deck, I heard a groan from the timber that made my heart stop. That was the moment I realized that high-yield container gardening is not just about plants. It is about engineering. When we talk about growing food in small spaces, we are looking at the scope of what your specific environment can actually handle. Before a single seed touches the dirt, you have to be the architect of your own small-scale homestead. Most people guess how much sun they get, but guessing leads to leggy, weak plants that produce nothing. I spent an entire Saturday tracking the sun across my space. I marked the spots where the light hit at 8 in the morning, noon, and 4 in the afternoon. Most high-yield crops, like tomatoes or peppers, need at least 6 to 8 hours of direct light. If you have less than that, you have to shift your scope to leafy green vegetables or herbs. Safety is the primary reason behind your material choices. If you are gardening on a balcony or a raised wooden deck, you must check your local building codes for weight per square foot. A large pot full of damp soil can weigh over 100 pounds. I prefer using high-quality resin or food-grade plastic containers for elevated spaces because they are lightweight and durable. Terracotta is beautiful and breathes well, but it is heavy and breaks easily in freezing weather. For your setup, you need a few basic tools. A sturdy hand trowel is essential, but a high-quality level and a measuring tape are just as important for the design phase. You want to group your containers to create a microclimate, which helps retain moisture. However, you must leave enough space between them for airflow to prevent fungal diseases. I always suggest starting with 5-gallon buckets if you are on a budget. They are the perfect size for almost any vegetable and are easy to find. The reason we focus so much on the foundation is capability. If your pots are too heavy to move, or your plants die because of poor light, you will lose the motivation to continue. Setting up the right structure ensures that your garden works for you rather than becoming a chore that fails. Self-reliance starts with a plan that respects the physical limits of your space. Check your surfaces to make sure they are level. A tilted pot will drain unevenly, leaving half the roots dry and the other half drowning. If you are using a balcony, ensure your drainage does not create a slip hazard or violate any neighbor agreements. Once the pots are placed, visualize your movement. You need to be able to reach every plant with a watering can without tripping. I spent years refining this layout because a well-designed space is the only way to ensure a consistent harvest. Chapter 2: The Soil Engine and Drainage. I used to think soil was just dirt, but in a container, soil is the entire life support system. In the ground, roots can travel deep to find water or nutrients. In a pot, the plant is a prisoner to whatever you provide. If the engine of your garden is not tuned correctly, the whole system stalls. High-yield gardening requires a living potting mix. I never use garden soil from the ground because it is too heavy and contains pathogens that thrive in closed containers. Instead, I mix my own, using one part peat moss or coconut coir, one part perlite for aeration, and one part high-quality compost. This creates a fluffy, well-draining environment. The perlite is vital because it prevents the soil from compacting over time. Safety and health in a container garden start at the bottom. I have seen more plants die from wet feet than from drought. You must ensure your containers have enough drainage holes. I usually drill at least 5 half-inch holes in the bottom of a standard 5-gallon container. If the water cannot escape, it pushes out the oxygen, and the roots literally suffocate. One of the best ways to increase yield is through self-watering reservoirs. These systems use a false bottom to hold a pool of water, which the plant wicks up as needed. This provides a consistent moisture level, which is the key to preventing fruit from cracking. I built my first sub-irrigation planter using a smaller bucket nested inside a larger one. It changed everything for my thirstiest crops. The goal here is efficiency. When you build a self-sustaining soil engine, you spend less time hovering over your plants with a hose and more time planning your next crop. Capability is about creating systems that thrive even when you are busy. A well-mixed soil with proper drainage creates a resilient plant that can handle the heat of summer. If you notice water sitting on top of the soil for more than a minute after watering, your drainage is blocked. You can use a long screwdriver to gently poke through the holes at the bottom to clear any debris. Every 2 weeks, I supplement the soil with a liquid seaweed fertilizer because nutrients leach out of pots every time it rains. By focusing on the biology inside the pot, you are ensuring that your high-yield garden has the fuel it needs to produce. Chapter 3. Maximizing the vertical inch. When I finally got my soil and containers right, I ran into a new problem. I ran out of floor space. That is when I learned that the most productive homesteads do not grow out. They grow up. To get a high yield from a small footprint, you have to claim the vertical space. I use cattle panels and simple bamboo stakes to create towers of food. For crops like cucumbers, pole beans, or even small squash, a trellis is non-negotiable. It keeps the fruit off the ground, which reduces rot and makes harvesting much easier on your back. I secure my trellises directly to the containers or to the wall behind them to ensure they do not blow over in a heavy wind. You can double your yield by using stacking techniques. In one large pot, I might plant a tomato in the center, but then I surround the base with lettuce or basil. The tomato grows up, while the lower plants act as a living mulch, keeping the soil cool and moist. This is the ultimate expression of self-reliance. You are getting two or three different crops from a single square foot of soil. A high-yield garden never sleeps. As soon as my spring peas are finished, I pull them out and immediately plant summer peppers. When the peppers fade, I put in garlic for the winter. This constant rotation ensures that I am always producing something. I keep a small bin of fresh compost nearby to top off the pots between rotations to keep the nutrient levels high. The reason we maximize space is for true food security. When you can grow 40 pounds of tomatoes and 20 pounds of cucumbers on a small porch, you are no longer entirely dependent on the grocery store. This level of production proves that you do not need a farm to be a farmer. It builds a sense of capability that carries over into every other part of your life. As your plants grow tall, check your ties regularly. Ensure they are loose enough that they do not strangle the stem as it thickens. Look for signs of yellowing leaves, which usually means the plant has used up its available nitrogen in that small space. If you stay on top of the care, your container garden will reward you with a harvest that rivals any traditional row garden. I have found that the more I lean into these vertical techniques, the more I realize how much potential is hidden in even the smallest spaces.